There were six patients on trolleys in corridors in Letterkenny General. Now, this was on top of the four patients who were in treatment rooms, four overnight patients in the medical assessment unit, six in the emergency department, and 11 in day services unit. Management got a diversion of ambulance south of Ballybuffet to Sligo. Alfie Galvin couldn't be of any assistance because they were actually putting their overflow patients to the Éireann and Inniskillen and to the Causeway Hospital. This morning there is an improvement and 10 remain on trolleys in the day services unit. But an interesting fact here, Donal, is that when you look at the recording to the special delivery unit, the patients on trolleys are not being recorded in Letterkenny in the day services unit. Now, I have to ask the question, why is that? Because the people of Donegal are entitled to know the true situation when there's an extraordinary demand on beds in the hospital and there's no beds there for them. And they need to know exactly what the situation is. And why are the patients who are on trolleys in day services who are placed inappropriately? There's no showering facilities. Trolleys predispose them to pressure sores. I could go on, but one has to ask the question, why is there no recording?
Have you had a chance to discuss this with senior management at Letterkenny General, and what's been their response?
What I was told was that they're in a clinical area. The treatment room is not a suitable clinical area. There's no oxygen, there's no call bells. There's sterile stores in there and there's traffic in and out the whole day long. There's no dignity and privacy, and the same with your trolleys in day services. It is not a safe location. I suppose the other question I would pose is, where is HICWA, the standard-setting body, when the hospital is pushed to capacity like this and you have patients who are receiving care on trolleys? Nurses can only deliver a safe standard of care when they have the right environment. If patients in the day services unit and trolleys are not being recorded in Letterkenny, there is probably the same occurrence of this fact around the entire country. So has there been a decision made at a much higher level than local level, which is saying not to record?
As you said, there has been a policy of diverting patients south of the Twin Towns to Sligo. Now you're saying Sligo is now approaching capacity itself and that pressure valve as such may not be available for very much longer.
No, it may not be available because naturally enough, Sligo is going to have to feed to its own population first. So one wonders what's going to happen then.